And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. A recent poll conducted by UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health suggests that nearly half of the state's residents favor increasing the tax on a pack of cigarettes. The town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, and the state of North Carolina are staring at a major source of revenue to revive their anemic coffers. And it's right under their noses. Can you smell the smoke of lost revenues? I can. At one time, North Carolina was a leading grower and producer of tobacco products. Not anymore. Yet it still tries to protect tobacco interests. The state currently assesses a tax of 45 cents for a pack of cigarettes, one of the lowest of all the 50 states. Compare that to the national average of $1.34 a pack. That's almost $1 a pack more that the state of North Carolina could collect in revenue to distribute to counties and cities struggling for ways to make ends meet. According to the UNC Chapel Hill study, the majority of North Carolinians' support was found among non-smokers, better-educated people, and those in higher income tax brackets. And support for higher tobacco taxes also applies to chewing tobacco, snuff, cigars, and loose tobacco, which are already taxed at lower rates than cigarettes. Count that as another source of revenue. Of course, raising taxes on tobacco may also reduce smoking. That's not bad either, since smoking is a leading cause of cancer. It's a sin tax, but then wouldn't it be a sin not to raise a tobacco tax, particularly when we need the revenue so badly? Then what are you waiting for, state legislators? This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.